Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. Getaway Friday, January the 30th, 2026. 16 minutes past the hour exactly. Negative 2 degrees here in Marion, and that's not with the wind chill. That is negative 2, and when we came rolling in this morning, it was negative 3. So it is a very cool, cold, bitterly cold day here in Marion and certainly Central Ohio. Joined in studio long before the news and weather were playing this morning, Matt Morgan. Matt, negative 3, negative 2, whatever it is right now, it is cold.
I'm going to move to Florida.
Well, it's cold today. It's very cold.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why Monday, and we haven't talked a whole lot about this, and I don't know why we haven't talked a whole lot about this, but the big Groundhog celebration will happen here on Monday. I think namely and reasonably it's because it happens during our regular program anyway on Monday. So I haven't talked a whole lot about it. But Monday we will have somebody in the Groundhog suit at 8:45 on Monday. They will appear and we will find out who's in the suit. Bob Welsh will be here with his Groundhog pizza. Under half of the slices of pizza there will be a card that says 6 more weeks of winter. Under the other half, it will say early spring. The groundhog will pick a piece of pizza. That will be the prediction. Then we'll find out who the groundhog is, and that will all happen during Monday's show, 8 to 11 a.m. Then we'll talk with whoever the groundhog was. The groundhog will reveal their identity. It's somebody who is known Marion, Ohio, beyond, same thing. 2 years ago, it was Miss Ohio. Last year it was Mary Ellen Withrow. Who will it be this year? It's going to be exciting on Monday morning. Now, we also, I believe, will have the Salvation Army here. They will have hot chocolate and coffee and things of that nature, so that will be fun. James Anderson, naturalist here in Marion, will be here to tell us about groundhogs and what they do and why they do. And I learned yesterday, and I think this is going to happen. Now this, well, Mary Ellen Withrow will be here to sign the prediction into fact, which she has done every year. But this is really exciting, and I just learned this yesterday. For the first time since 2007, so 19 years, let me give you a little history here. Mayor Jack Kellogg, for many years in Marion, with his late wife, would show up to Groundhog Day and cook Spam sandwiches, because the joke was, what's in, what is Spam? It's groundhog. Ha ha ha, that's the joke. Well, this went on for many years, and when Mayor Kellogg retired as mayor in Marion, 2007 was his last year, so 2007 would have been his last Groundhog Day. He has not done that. We talked with Mayor Kellogg. Mayor Kellogg will be here, returning to Groundhog Day after 19 years. He will have his Groundhog Day sweatshirt on, which was very iconic. And he said himself, he's bringing Spam. He said, I'm back in the saddle, man. Let's get the Spam and let's go. So it is going to be a happening Monday morning starting at 8:15.
Well, isn't that nice?
I'm excited. Mayor Kellogg, I'll bring my own Spam. I said, we're not going to have any Spam, Mayor Kellogg. He said, I'll bring some Spam. See, he was into it.
Well, I mean, he was part of the, MRNs for a long time. I think it'd be MRN.
Yep. Well, I was there when he was doing that, and it was always a very popular thing. Now, his wife used to do the cooking of it, and he would pass it out. But we're not going to have that on a large scale. I mean, I don't think we're going to have... I really don't know how many people were at an MRN. They say they drew big crowds, but look at the size of the parking lot.
I never went.
It was never really a big... The parking lot is small. There was a decent crowd, but it wasn't... I mean, it wasn't exactly WrestleMania. You know, it wasn't that. But, you know, we'll have fun with that. And we'll have the hot chocolate and the warm refreshments. We haven't had that in years past for Groundhog Day. That's a new thing. So Salvation Army canteen truck will be here. Mayor Kellogg will be here with some Spam sandwiches. Mary Ellen Withrow will be here. James Anderson will be here. And the Groundhog will be here. And we've had some guesses already as to who the Groundhog is. Now, one person guessed Jason Schaber. Not a bad guess. The mayor. I guess people always guess the mayor. That's not a bad guess. Pastor Whitaker. Somebody guessed Pastor Whitaker yesterday to be the Groundhog. There was a fourth guess, but I can't bring it up on the air. I don't think the person wanted it brought up on the air. But we've had some guesses. So who do you think the Groundhog's going to be Monday? And what do you think of this fantastically gigantic celebration with a little bit of nostalgia? You know, we got last year's Groundhog, Mary Ellen Withrow, out there signing the prediction. We've got Mayor Kellogg coming out of Groundhog retirement after 19 years. I think that's great. And we've got the Groundhog himself or herself revealing themselves. The Groundhog suit is already here. We're ready to go. It's going to be something. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be... I don't think it's going to be good.
Now, here's the deal.
It gets bigger every year.
Well, it gets bigger every year. And you can come out and watch it if you want. But here's the deal on this at 8:15. It's going to be cold. So, at this point, depending on what it looks like Sunday night, this might become an indoor event because it's not really something where a lot of people show up. It's not like a big crowd event. But the canteen truck will still be here for an hour. And I'm not saying we won't be outside. It's possible. But the canteen truck will still be here in the back parking lot for an hour from 8 to 9. So you could stop by and get a hot chocolate or you could stop by and get a coffee. You could walk in the building and see what we're doing. I mean, that could happen. But you can listen to it as well on your listening device or whatever you do. Smartphone, whatever. So that's what will happen Monday morning. All starting at 8:15.
Wasn't that nice?
And we don't have to come in on a Sunday like we did last year. That was terrible.
Well, days of the week are pretty much the same thing to me.
Well, Sunday's the weekend, and we don't normally broadcast on the weekend, so that just added a whole nother day to the week, and we were fighting church services, and a lot of news organizations are not in on Sunday, so it was Sunday was a tough day to do that.
I guess, yeah.
And it's sad because...
We could have moved it to
Monday. Huh?
We could have moved it to Monday.
Well, here's the sad thing. I'm starting to think the real Groundhog thing has become sort of... Unless you're doing it in Pennsylvania, it's kind of become... I don't want to say it's become forgotten, but it's kind of become more, you know, look what it used to be. It's not really what it once was.
Well, I mean, I think that... I mean, even... I don't have any numbers to back this up, I guess. I haven't really looked into it. But I would assume that Punxsutawney Phil's numbers are even going down as far as attendance goes. I mean, I don't think it's that big a thing as it used to be.
No, it's a very nostalgic thing. And I think there was a time when people were interested in that. But I don't think now the internet age has really killed that to a certain degree. And I don't think people look to a groundhog for the weather. That's why our event really has nothing to do with the weather or the sun or seeing a shadow or anything of that nature. It's more of a, it's like Disneyland. You know, it's a big mascot type of event.
Yeah.
So there you go.
50-50.
Monday at 8:15. Does anybody have a guess as to who the groundhog might be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know who the groundhog might be on Monday morning, or do you have anything to say in regard to that? Look at that. A nice happy day. Nice happy story to start the morning out. I'm so glad it's back during the week and not on the weekend. 5 years before it'll be on the weekend again.
Well, that's good. 5 years is a good time.
And this event just keeps getting traction every year. So I'm also happy with that. I don't think anybody will guess the groundhog this year. Nobody's ever guessed it, so I don't, you know. But I really don't think anybody will guess it this year. I just don't see it.
I don't know. DeWine. It could be DeWine.
Could be DeWine? But I just don't know. I don't think anybody will get it, but we'll see what happens on Monday morning. And you can guess any time today. We'll be on through 1 o'clock this morning, and then we'll be back 8 to 10 tonight. And Matt will be on 10 to 11. But again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, we have some fun stories this morning, but we'll do some of the hard news. I want to start with the Ayers Ratliff trial, which continues to go on here in Marion. You know what I've been shocked by? The newspaper's been covering it somewhat. People don't seem to be as interested in the trial as, like, the Judge Edwards trial years ago.
Judge Edwards.
Is that right? Did I say the right? Warner. Excuse me. Judge Warner. The Judge Warner trial. That got tremendous coverage. It was in the paper constantly. The articles were looked at. It was always in the most popular stories section. There's something about this trial for all the buildup that it really is. I mean, do you see it getting a lot of attention?
Not really. I mean, I don't remember the Warner thing all that well. I mean, I know of it, but I don't, like, remember it all that well. I mean, it might just be because of the time frame it took. I mean, it wasn't dismissed. It was, I guess, dismissed without prejudice. So they did end up coming back to it. But, I mean, I guess most people probably just knew about the original time that they dismissed it.
I mean, I think... I remember we were on the air during the Judge Warner thing, and maybe it was because it was during the COVID era, but every day there was some new news on that you would have to talk about. The Ratliff trial really hasn't had that, and for all the attention it got leading into it, you would really think it would.
Well, I mean, I don't know what exactly there is to talk about until the trial's over, I guess.
The verdict, I think, will be somewhat big news, but I don't know. I'm starting to hear these little, like, side stories about the trial. And they're more little gossipy stories. Not that there's anything wrong with gossip. God knows we do it here from time to time. But, you know, it's like this person was rubbing this person's back. And this person used to have, what would you say, extramarital affairs and so on and so forth. And that's kind of what it's become, because I don't think there's a whole lot to talk about, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I think we probably talked about it for the most part. I mean, like I said, I don't think that there really is anything new that's going to come out until it's over.
No, I just think that everybody involved in this is not going to get out alive. Now, going to prison is a whole different thing. That could be rough, but the careers, I think, are just down the drain, and I don't frankly know what you do about that, but that's where we are, and that's the way it's going to be. So if anybody has any thoughts on that, they can weigh in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Negative 2 degrees here in Marion, partly sunny skies. How about that? Partly sunny. At least we got that. With the negative 2 degrees. That's as cold as it's been all week. But again, 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, let's move on. I think this is going to be a rather short story, but Monday night city council meeting, the mayor introduced how he was going to fix payroll, and he's going to hire a guy. City council gave him approval to do this from Cincinnati, to come up and fix the payroll system. Somebody who has experience with ADP. Now, my two questions were, how much is it going to cost? Nobody on council asked that, yet they voted it in unanimously. And why didn't they do this when the auditor was here? When the paychecks first started coming back badly, why didn't they get her the help?
Well, I don't know why they're paying somebody. To my understanding is there was you know, Marion Tech, MTC.
Marion Tech, there was an offer somewhere.
They were going to do it, I don't know, I wasn't there for the offer, but apparently, to my understanding, for free, so.
Maybe there was an offer, maybe there wasn't an offer, but it certainly was brought up at one point.
Yes.
Which, again, this is where the messaging is always off with this current administration, which is where I think they get in trouble, and I don't think they even understand they get in trouble that way. By doing that continuously.
Well, I just don't think it makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, you're in financial struggles, and MTC may or may not have offered to do it for free, but instead you're going to pay a dude from Cleveland to come do it. And
it Cincinnati.
What'd I say?
Cleveland.
Oh, well, Cincinnati. it happens to be, like, a week after the auditor resigns.
Not even that.
I don't know. That's not... Doesn't look great.
Looks a little suspicious, but I guess they're going to do what they're going to do. So that's that story. That's basically your city council story. Now, obviously, I think the biggest story of the week was the Preddy story. Alex Preddy being killed, 37-year-old, by ICE officers in Minnesota. Caused a big outrage. We had on a lot of guests this week talking about this. Sam Donaldson, Barney Frank, Judge Joe Brown. You heard some of those. What do you make of the Preddy story and the reaction from people?
Well, apparently there are also videos to this one. I haven't seen any of the videos. This one seems a lot more straightforward, though, at least based on what I've read. I mean, you know, at least something's happening. Like, I don't, his title got changed, and it was a title given to him anyways, and it was never really a quote-unquote real title. But the dude who was in charge of the ICE operations in Minneapolis.
Bovino.
He got, you know, shipped back to the border, I guess, and now he's just back to being, like, chief ICE agent or whatever that title was.
It depends on who you listen to. Now the borders are Holman's there, and apparently they're going to start drawing people back. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, if they do it, good. If they don't, then there's no reason to lie, I guess.
Now, I thought you'd be all over this one because it's become a gun story. Because Preddy had a gun.
He did.
He was a concealed carry.
Yep.
Now, the gun was taken off of him. He did not point it at any officer. And it was taken off of him before he was shot, clearly in the video. But Second Amendment groups have gotten very angry because the president said you shouldn't be bringing firearms to a peaceful protest, even though it certainly has been done in the past. And the Second Amendment groups got very angry with President Trump, which normally is not the case. Second Amendment groups tend to side with the Republicans.
Well, I mean, I guess it's just, should he have brought a gun to the protest? I mean, probably not. I don't think that was the greatest of ideas. But at the same time, I mean, he was like a CCW holder. I mean, he's allowed to have, I mean, and also, I don't even think the gun was concealed, right? It was in a holster.
Yeah, but I think it was on his back, I think.
I mean,
under his coat. I mean, it's cold. It's Minnesota.
Oh, well, I guess that's different. I guess it was, but I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't suggest bringing a gun to a protest, but it doesn't change the fact that he's at a peaceful protest. It's not like he was brandishing the gun. He didn't, like, shoot it up in the air or anything. so, I don't think, I mean, same thing as before. I mean, I think it's you know, murder. I do believe that the ones who shot, the ICE agents who shot him, Preddy, were, I don't know what the term, placed on, like, administrative leave, something like that.
You know what I can't understand? Because this new video came out yesterday of, like, 10 or 11 days earlier. Because apparently ICE is videotaping everything as well in Minnesota. And there's video now of Preddy 10 or 11 days earlier, and he kicks in the taillight of an ICE agent vehicle, and I believe he spits at somebody. I don't think we can see who he's spitting at in the video, but he is spitting at somebody. Now, when I saw this, my first reaction was, well, you shouldn't do that. Now, this is 10 or 11 days before his killing. And clearly, I believe it's illegal to kick in the taillight of a federal vehicle. And I don't think you should be spitting at ICE agents if that's indeed what you are doing. It's not right. I mean, no, that's not right. But I don't know how this changes what happened 10 or 11 days later, because I don't... Was it the same agents? Did they realize it was the same guy? And even if they did, I don't think that kicking in a taillight and spitting at somebody is grounds for killing them.
No, I don't think they're the same thing at all. I mean, they probably just, like... it was probably, like, a reasoning given, but
well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that it's really the same thing. I mean, even if they did, like you said, somehow like recognize him as the dude who kicked in the taillights and all that. I mean, I don't know that you like get him on the ground and then have like I don't know you know multiple people shoot the man. You would detain him. I mean, you could do that. You could detain him.
Well, that's what's weird, is because this video comes out, and I guess the implication is that he's not all that peaceful a guy, and not this great guy that he's being made out to be. I don't know what the relevancy is to that. Is it illegal to do that? Well, yes, it's illegal to do that. And should you be spitting at people? No. No, you should not. And he probably should have been arrested that day, but not killed 10 or 11 days later. So I'm not sure what the equivalency is of these two things. He can't stand trial now because he's dead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not very happy with the way things have been. I mean, at least, like I said, I mean, I hope the things that change, at least to some extent, now that there has been, command shift, I guess, within ICE, but that's hopeful thinking.
Well, from one of our listeners this morning, he had a holstered gun on his waistband, and he never reached for it. So there you go.
Like, holstered in or out of his pocket? I mean, you could put a holster, in, it would just be weird. They make holsters specifically designed
for... Well, it wasn't in his pocket, no.
So he had a CCW, and he wasn't using the CCW, because the weapon wasn't concealed.
I don't know.
I mean, you can...
He had a coat on.
But was the weapon concealed?
Well, what do you consider concealed?
Was it covered up?
By the coat, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how you couldn't cover it up with a coat if it was on your waistband.
I mean, I don't know. You could still see, a holster. I mean, you might cover up, the hilt's going to be, at your hip. So, it depends on how long your coat is, I guess.
I don't know. Phone lines are open if you have anything to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to weigh in. We'd love to hear from you. 38 minutes past the hour. -2 here in Marion. I don't know. It's just a very unfortunate story. And I don't know how you justify it. And I'm not sure why these videos, once the person is dead, mean a whole lot.
Like the videos of them getting killed?
No, kicking in the taillight and these videos that came out 4 or 5 days later.
I assume it's just supposed to be like, hey, see, they're not, they're not always peaceful.
Well, from one of the listeners out here this morning, it's legal to have concealed carry. Did ICE check his papers before they killed him?
Well, I'm not defending ICE here. Yes, concealed carry.
Well, I think they're trying to figure out what your logic is on this whole concealed carry.
I was just asking questions. I don't know. No. I just wanted to know if the gun was concealed. I mean, because if the gun wasn't concealed, I mean, by then, I mean, at that point, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. If the gun wasn't concealed, I mean, ICE would presumably... know he has a gun. They can see it. Otherwise, I mean, if the gun was concealed, they wouldn't know he had a gun. And then if they shot and killed him without knowing he had a gun, then they can't use...
Well, they took the gun off of him before they shot him. You can see it in the video.
So why'd they shoot him?
Well, there's a good question. And the reasoning that has been given is maybe they didn't say they had taken the gun off of him.
Did he reach for the gun? That wasn't there?
No.
Alright then, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can reach for an empty holster.
No, but it's all convoluted logic, because they took, you can see them taking it off of him. You can see the ICE agent passing it back before they ever shoot him. So, see, that's, I don't understand, because, okay, let's say you didn't hear the ICE agent say, I've got a weapon. Okay, well then how do you know he had a weapon to begin with?
Why does ICE have guns?
Well, we clearly see.
No, but why do they have guns?
Apparently, illegal immigrants are dangerous, I guess is what they would say. I don't know. People are saying some very strange stuff. Nobody is for. I've never heard anybody say, I'm for illegal immigration.
Oh, I don't know.
Who'd you hear say that?
I mean, I don't know about for illegal immigration, but like, I don't know. Just in general, I mean, I don't really care about immigration.
No, but nobody is I think, against. If somebody's doing something illegal, you can obviously be detained and jailed for that.
I mean, if you cross the border illegally, the only thing you did is, like, walk.
Yeah, but illegal's
like,
Right, but I still don't understand why it's not a problem that there are people sitting in prisons who have not been charged with anything, or detention centers. There are people, senior citizens, being drug out of homes who are American citizens in their underwear in cold Minnesota weather. Why there are people like Renee Good who are shot in her car. People like Preddy shot in the street. I guess I don't understand what is the purpose here? What is going on? And I think this is why numbers on illegal immigration and ICE, at least, continue to go down. People don't like this. You know, they're down in the 30% at this point.
Well, I mean, I think the handling, I mean, during the election, I mean, you had people talking about how ICE wasn't going to be going door-to-door, knocking on door. Oh, well, guess what ICE is doing? Going door-to-door, knocking on doors. You know, there have been two casualties now.
Well, let's run through what the listener has to say this morning. The only relevant parts is he had a concealed carry permit. He was assisting a woman who was pushed by ICE. He was recording with his phone and tackled to the ground by like six agents and then shot him 10 times. That might not have, he might not have had his ID on him, or that he might have kicked a car beforehand is completely irrelevant. It is a really dumb attempt to vilify a victim.
Who's vilifying the victim?
Well, I guess whoever released those videos of him kicking in the taillight.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know, the administration, I guess, said he was, like, a threat or whatever they said. A gunman. I think they called him a gunman.
Well, again, if anybody's got anything to say, 43 coming up on 44 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. But I think the fact that the administration apparently wants to pull back on this a little bit, they certainly have taken a different tack.
Boy, howdy, do they need to pull back?
Well, I think pull people out. Minnesota does not want them there.
Why don't they? I mean, they could just take a different tact about it. I mean, for the most part, people, you know, aren't opposed to getting rid of illegal immigrants. They're opposed to, you know, this. What ICE is doing. The handling of the whole thing. I have known of ICE's existence for, you know, a long time. But I've never actually heard of ICE doing anything until this presidency.
Well, and I think what they're doing is what people don't like. That's the problem. I don't think this is any longer about illegal immigration. I think this is about the way you're treating Americans, which I don't think is what anybody thought was going to happen. What? Just bad PR. Bad PR.
For who? I mean, I think
for them. And for the president. And that's why the numbers keep continuing to go down. Before the election, people were in favor of getting rid of dangerous illegal immigrants. But now, this has put such a shadow on it.
Because Trump originally said he was going to go after the...
Well, and by the way, now DeWine is very worried because there's talk that they're going to come to Springfield now. And they're going to come here. And I don't think DeWine really has any idea of how to handle that.
Well, I mean, what is the governor? I mean, what can the governor really do about that? I mean, the governor doesn't have any control over federal agencies.
No, but the governor isn't exactly walls here, and is DeWine going to tell people to tape people? I mean, these people in Springfield, my understanding, were given asylum. Well, has that been pulled back? You know, now what happens?
Well, if they pulled back the asylum claim, then I guess that's an issue.
So what do you do? If you're in Springfield and are anywhere in Ohio and they pull back your asylum, what, you just walk out?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know. You could do the whole filing for U.S. citizenship thing, but I don't know. I mean, that takes time.
Seems like trouble. And DeWine keeps making statements about this.
Also, why don't we just, like, you know... So instead of deporting illegal immigrants, why don't we just, like, arrest them and then be like, hey, here's this citizenship test. Take it and pass and stay, or take it, fail, and then get deported. I think you could solve a lot of problems that way. You know how many more illegal citizens we'd have?
Well, I'll tell you what. If they come here, it's going to be a big question for DeWine. Will have to handle it, but it's going to be a big question community to community.
Also, the citizenship test. I've never taken a full citizenship test, but most people would fail. Most American people would fail.
But people are going to get angry. DeWine will have to deal with it. But it's going to become a big flashpoint for the gubernatorial candidates, with this being a gubernatorial year.
Well, I think that would certainly bode well for Amy Acton.
Well, I don't know. How would the people in Ohio react? I don't know. Well, I think it'd be interesting to find out.
I mean, I think that, you know, like I said, the majority of people... I mean, Donald Trump's underwater on immigration at this point. I mean, I don't think Ohio's carrying, like, the 30% approval or whatever. So, I mean, I think Ohio's probably just as, upset as others.
I'm sure they'll leave if we just give them our government voter rolls. Says the listener out there this morning. And by the way, the phone lines are open if you'd like to ring in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got any thoughts on this, feel free to call in. There is that. I think they said that in Minnesota. If you give us your voter rolls. Why does the administration...
What's a voter roll?
People who vote in your state.
Oh, like literally just the roll of voters.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
I'm not sure what that's all about either. That's problematic. Whatever. Anyway, that's what that is. 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say about that. I want to come back to this because I found this fascinating, and we've only got a couple days left in January. But apparently, you know, I was talking earlier about people being accused of having affairs during the Ayers-Ratliff trial. And I'm not talking about Ayers, by the way. Did you know that January is divorce month?
I think I did, actually, because...
I didn't know this till yesterday.
Because Valentine's Day is like around the corner, so most people ditch their person before Valentine's Day. That way, you don't got to get them a gift for Valentine's.
Well, I think that's part of it, but I think it's also coming off of Christmas. There are no more holiday obligations, and a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and it's like getting rid of dead weight. So but January is divorce month, and I think that's fascinating because.
What a way to start the new year.
Well, you've had enough. You've had enough with that person. I don't know. I think it's interesting, and I think it's how should you say? We talk about divorce on this show quite a bit, and marriage, and so on and so forth. But that there actually is a whole month that's considered divorce month. I think that's interesting.
Well, timing is everything.
Yeah. But, you know, that's one thing we've never done on this show is talk about people's extramarital affairs, because I'm not sure that it's germane to a lot of subjects, but certainly that'll get you a divorce pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, that tends to be the reason that a lot of relationships split.
Here's an age-old question for you, speaking of divorce month. Oh, by the way, when I heard that January was divorce month, there are certain people's birthdays who are in January, and you know what? I'm not going to get into it, but sometimes the material just writes itself, and there you go.
Well, that's nice.
Once you get a few of those divorces under your belt, like five or six, and your birthday happens to fall in divorce month, you know what? It just made me laugh. That's all I'm saying.
Nice little birthday present for you.
Well, you know, the month you're born in has to be emblematic of something. And if you're born
does
in...
Does it?
Yeah, I think it does.
What if the guy... I mean, you could have been born any month. You just weren't.
Well, that's right. That's what I think's the irony of it. If you're somebody who gets divorced a lot and you were born in January, which is divorce yeah. month, I think there's a great irony in that.
Yeah.
And that's all. Just check it out.
That makes sense.
Check it out. But some of those people aren't wired correctly to begin with. What can you do? So, but my point is here. Okay, let's say you're getting a divorce. Now, if the divorce is not finalized and you start up some kind of relationship with somebody, because divorces can take a while, is that an affair?
I mean, on paper, yeah.
On paper.
But I mean, like,
you write that down on paper? That you've kicked up a new relationship.
See, but that
started new relationship on this date.
That's the thing. On paper is really all that matters when you're going to divorce court. They're gonna see that you have an affair, or what they perceive to be an affair outside of your marriage, even though you guys have split for a while.
Do you tell that though?
I mean,
I wouldn't bring it up.
You probably won't. I mean, I would wait until after the divorce court, personally. I think you're creating some unnecessary problems there.
No, but outside of the law, in the rubric of life...
Then, I mean, no. I mean,
is that you don't think it's an affair? If you're still married, legally, it's not an affair.
I mean, like, if we're married but separated, no, I don't... I mean, you know, it's like being...
So if you're separated, it's not an affair either, even if you haven't filed the paperwork.
Well, I mean, at that point, it's kind of like getting... It's kind of like breaking up with somebody, except you just didn't want to go through all the paperwork to actually get it done. So, like, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, you don't actually like each other.
Well, but there is no paperwork when you break up with somebody.
I understand. That's why...
I think that's the difference.
Well, I understand. But I think in your mind, you are already split. I mean, in the government's eyes...
Well, you are, though.
Yeah, yeah. But in the government's eyes, you're still married. You still have the divorce, or you still have the...
Well, that's what I'm saying. When does the marriage end?
When you split.
Oh, so as soon as you, like, leave the house, is that it?
No, like...
Chances are, if you're married, you're living together.
Yeah, that's why I say split up.
So what do you consider the split point?
Like, I know people who are married who live in separate houses. They just don't talk to each other because they don't like each other anymore. And that seemed a lot...
But they're still married.
Yes.
Okay.
It just
so is that an affair?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, they don't like each other. I mean, again, I mean...
Get a divorce, then.
Divorce is expensive and time and cost time.
Well, then you shouldn't have got married.
I agree. Shouldn't have got married. But you see, right, that ship's already sailed. They're already married.
Yeah, the ship has already sailed, but the ship hasn't sunk yet. So that's the problem. Because I tend to believe...
They're separated. They live in different houses. I think they both even have, like, other significant others at this point.
Listen, if you're okay with an affair, listen, I think this is more of an internal thing. Do you believe you're having an affair because you're not divorced yet? You know, like, you can't change your name back. You can't do a lot of things until that divorce is final.
Okay.
So, if you're going through the divorce process, why can't you wait until the paperwork's signed?
I mean, I would suggest waiting until the paperwork's signed, as a matter of fact.
I think
that's the better solution.
But, you know, I don't know. I
think you're going to end up you know, losing more in court than otherwise. Because if you're in the middle of a divorce and you start dating somebody and then you know, the other person finds out about it, I guarantee you they're going to throw it at you in court.
Right, because they find it very unsavory of you to do that.
Yes, and then the court's probably going to side more in
their favor.
But that's
what I'm saying. I'm not saying legally. I'm just saying, is this a bad thing to do?
Why are divorces fault-based?
Well, I think some of it lies in people who want alimony. Some of it lies in people who want child support. Some of it lies with people who want possession of certain things.
Yeah, but why can't those all just be different?
Well, what are you going to use if there is no fault?
Well, no, but I mean, if I'm getting divorced, why do I have to, like, prove who's at fault and things like, why can't they just sign some paperwork, get that all done and over with, and then not have to smear everybody's name?
Well, I think you can have a disillusionment.
That's the problem with, I don't know, divorce court's just brutal. I think that a lot of people get into divorce court and then they just end up smearing each other. And I'm like,
that's love for you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any thoughts on this? January is divorce month. I just think you should probably not be having a relationship with somebody if you are still legally married.
I'd say for the most part, that's probably true, yeah.
And I think if you are, internally you can't feel good about that.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I know people who are split, have been split for years, and I mean, at the very least, I know for a fact that they have both had significant others at one point or another.
Well, apparently that's some kind of different arrangement.
I mean, they just didn't. Divorce sounds like a lot of work to them, I guess, and they didn't want to do the whole paperwork, so they just said, you know, we'll just split up.
Right, but that's a different thing. I'm talking about people who are headed for divorce. We don't want to be married anymore. We are going to get this done.
Specifically in that situation, it's going to make the other person be like, man, you're ditching me for this person?
Yeah, but I mean, why can't you wait? It's not like this is a year's process.
Well, again, I mean, we're not disagreeing. I agree.
I think that says something about you in a way. Good Lord.
I would wait until after the divorce is finalized. That way, but I mean, even then, that's more of like a selfish thing on my part. That way you can't like throw it back on me in court.
You know, I know somebody who was engaged or pretty close to it before the divorce paperwork was signed. Now, they certainly weren't living together anymore, and definitely the divorce was imminent, but, I mean, is that good taste?
Did the other person know that she, I guess they were still married, I don't know.
Oh, yes.
That's weird. I don't know about that.
Well, do you pop the question while the person's still?
I certainly wouldn't be proposing to somebody who's already married.
Well, again, I don't know the exact timeline on this, but it may have been as soon as the gavel banged on that.
I thought the point of a wedding ring was so you could see that somebody was married. And you were like, well, you know.
But no. Again, you have to look at, okay, they're going to get a divorce or it just has happened.
I mean, also, I guess it depends on how much the person knows about you. And, like, your relationship.
They don't know much.
Or, your relationship to that person.
Now, what do you mean? Relationship to that person?
Like, I mean, you know. Like, doctors shouldn't have relationships with their patients. Psychiatrists can't have relationships with their patients. Because, I mean, it's just like a...
Didn't we talk about this once?
I'm sure we have.
So, who is somebody else who should not have a relationship with their...
If you are employed by somebody...
If you are employed.
You should be going out of the way to talk to somebody who employed you or you work with.
If you're some way involved...
Yes.
In...
If you have knowledge privy about this person that the average person doesn't, I don't think that's... I think that's a bit weird looking.
See, that's a little unethical, I think.
Yes.
A little unethical.
Yes.
But some people just go right along with it anyway, don't they? And people wonder why people look at them strange.
Oh.
But happy divorce month, I guess.
This is somebody's Christmas. Somebody gets divorced every January.
You know what? I think people ought to take a long, hard look at everything in their life.
Well, I mean, I think at some point after you have, you know, so many marriages, you got to say, well, what was the common denominator there?
And it's you. We're going to break. We're coming back.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.